the truth is so contrary to everything in your society, everything in your world, everything on the media, the news, everything. And when we're talking about truth, you know, there's, well, I like science. I like to know science. I'm not talking about science. I'm talking about the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Everything is so upside down and twisted. No wonder people are crazy. No wonder people are shooting each other. It was this way in the days of Noah, right? People going crazy, acting stupid, doing things, insanity, you know. You actually see the progression of society in Genesis. And then the fireballs that came down. The fireballs that came down to destroy a city where Lot's family didn't even want to leave. They were so tied to the system, the angels had to pull them out. And he said, don't look back or you're gonna have consequences. Don't look back. One of them looked back. Lot's wife looked back because she... didn't want to leave her comfort zone, you know. See, they create this little comfort zone around you so that you don't want to leave. You don't love the truth enough to leave that comfort zone. It doesn't even have to be as bad as when Abraham and Lot were around. It could be a little comfortable job where you can't be who you are. They're stealing your soul. They're stealing your personality and trying to take away who you really are. Trying to make you into an image of a corporate slave mind hive zombie. They want to steal your soul. They want to steal who you really are, right? It could be anything that's is comfortable. That little comfort zone keeps you from seeking the truth. Well, if I seek this truth, my spouse will persecute me. My in-laws will persecute me, so. There's a lot of times the in-laws are trying to conform you into their image. And I guess it's worked for so many people. They think they can do it to whoever until they meet. Then they face off with one who don't put up with their malarkey, their baloney. Hell or high water, we're seeking the truth. Hell or high water, tempest, hurricane, snowstorm, no matter what. Working 18-hour days, we're seeking the truth no matter what. Well, if you don't worship Jezebel, we're going to make it hard on you. Tell that witch to bring it on. Makes me stronger. What don't kills me makes me stronger. Like Charles Stanley said one time, he said, it's okay if they question your truth and try to mess you up. You go back to the scripture and learn more truth. You learn more truth. You dig more. You seek more. You rightly divide more. You research more. It's sad that the AI can talk to the AI, and AI knows more truth than the average person. That's really sad. You can ask the AI, what's the Bible say about faith alone? Faith alone in Jesus alone. And the AI will give you the answer. ChatGPT 3.5. If you say, well, what does the Bible say about faith alone and Jesus alone? And is that the way to heaven? And ChatGPT will give you the answer. At least it did for me. And it might change it now, but it did for me. It gave me the answer. Now, how come a preacher can't do it? How come a human can't do it? But a chat program can just look at the scripture and give you the proper answer. How's that possible? Because people don't study the truth. It's a process. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. If you keep seeking the truth, the devil will send agents to try to stop you. But at least if you keep going, eventually on your deathbed, you will say, thank God I know the truth. Thank God I put truth and seeking the truth above these earthly, material, wasteful things that just go back to the grave. Everything goes back to the earth, dust to dust. Your car, your house, your friends, your body, your family, your laptop, your phone, everything goes back to the dust. Dust to dust. But what's eternal? Love, truth, souls. People actually put more effort in life seeking stuff and activities than they do the truth. Somebody needs to wake up. Your priorities are upside down, beyond comprehension. When the Shekinah glory shows up on the scene and you get a download that this is a temporary simulated training program to bring you to the knowledge of Christ. I mean, God didn't have to make clay humans with some bones and some blood. God didn't have to make us, but he made you through the seasons and the cycles of time that you might seek him. And when the devil says, see, they only worship you when things are good, but then you worship God, you seek God even when things are bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that it's a big show, the biggest show ever. And it's playing out not only to the humans, but it's playing out in front of the angels and fallen angels and creatures and everything that hits you. These creatures, it's all being recorded. Are you seeking the truth above all the pain and the heartache and the trouble and what people did to you and what they said and all the lies and all the fake reality that they tried to throw on you and all the gaslighting? Are you still seeking the truth? Are you still wanting to walk with God? Or are you wanting to walk with the devil and his system, which is all temporary? This is all going back to the ground. What do you want, the eternal or do you want the temporal? Where do you spend your time? In the eternal or the temporal? That's my question.